Next patient is Anthony Ray Smith, 11-17-6. Anthony is a 60-year-old gentleman with history of right above the knee amputation, aortic valve replacement, in parenthesis mechanical, hypertension, diabetes, COPD, renal insufficiency, status post-pacemaker insertion, CHF, shortness of breath, and massive amount of edema and ascites. Here in the paragraph, patient recently left the hospital, was received oxygen during the hospitalization, was not sent home with any oxygen. Patient is in desperate need of nebulizer treatment because of wheezing and shortness of breath, period. Patient is very weak, has difficulty ambulating in the room. He sleeps on the couch because it's so hard for him to get around. Surgical history, gallbladder surgery, prostate surgery, mechanical valve replacement, aortic. Allergy, Celebrex. Social, patient does smoke, doesn't drink, he lives alone. Also in the past medical put down, patient has had a history of intracranial bleed in the past. Family history, dad died of heart disease, he was a truck driver, had history of diabetes, mom died of lung cancer and thyroid cancer. Review of system. Increased abdominal girth, shortness of breath, edema lower extremity, shortness of breath with activity, difficulty with walking. Patient does need a walker, has a hospital bed at this time. I suspect patient needs oxygen and needs to have his oxygen checked, addressed, and activity. Also has had weight loss, decreased appetite, shortness of breath. Patient tells me that he no longer wants to go back to the hospital and wants to be cared for at home, period. Medications include Tylenol number 3, as needed, Coric 25 BID, Lasix 80 mg BID, Lipitor 40 mg once a day, Amaryl 2 mg BID, Coumadin 5 mg a day, Nenzis 291 a day, and Neurontin. COVID immunization is up to date, by the way. On exam, blood pressure is 140 over 88, respiration is 22 afebrile. Heart pulses, pulse pulses are still with an S3 gallop. And numerous ectopics, lungs, bronchi, rouse, and wheezing, abdomen, large abdominal girth, suspect ascites, increased passive congestion of the liver and liver size, increased liver size, palpable liver margin, 3 breaths below the costophrenic angle. Lower extremity has a 3+ edema, decreased pulses. Neurological, patient has generalized weakness but is moving all 4 extremities. Skin has a shiner because of increased swelling. Assessment, here we have an end stage 60-year-old black gentleman with a history of diabetes, congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, weakness, decreased appetite, difficulty ambulating, who has decided he no longer wants to return to the hospital, period. New paragraph, patient qualifies for end-of-life care, period. Patient needs O2-SAT at rest and activity. Next number, patient needs nebulizer treatment. Next number, we talked about smoking. Patient states that he doesn't want to quit smoking and wants to die while he's holding a cigarette in his hand. Next number is renal insufficiency. Next number is status post-pacemaker. Next number is CHF chronic and acute. Next number, patient has had an aortic valve replacement. He needs to continue with his Coumadin, has INR checked on a monthly basis, which hospice can provide at home. Next number, continue with Coric BID. Next number is may need increased dose of Lasix. Next number, I suspect patient has core pulmonary hypertension as well. Next number is check blood sugar on a regular basis. Next number is diabetic neuropathy, rather severe. That's on Anthony Ray Smith, 11-17-60. Date of birth today was October 5th. Thank you.